usaradio.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Welcome to the lot of you. That's right, we're getting started on yet another broadcast day. I'm Johnny Dean, Rick Plum, our professor here with me. Once again from Lucia Capital Group. A lot of stuff to talk about. Some things left over from yesterday. Emails to get to. We're going to talk first up, though, about these target date funds. We talked a little bit about that toward the end of the program yesterday. Target date funds. Now, what are they? How do they fit in your portfolio? Do they fit in your portfolio? These things have gotten hugely popular over the last, I'd say, decade, maybe even more, especially in 401k plans. But how do they fit in your portfolio? Well, there's a way to use them. But I would suggest perhaps as they were intended, but then perhaps not. What does that mean? Well, we're going to tell you. We're going to talk about that with Professor Rick Plum coming up here in just a little bit. But beyond that, we got a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about, including whatever is on your mind. If you've got money questions, you just give us a call right now. 877-PLANNER. That's all you got to do. 877-752-6637. We have plenty of lines open for you right now at the top of the show. You can also send us your email questions. You go to our website, wealthed.com, where you see the Find Your Answer link there near the top part of the page. I mentioned we have some emails based on yesterday's topic, which had to do with selling your home and some of the tax advantages to selling your home. This spurred quite a few questions from folks. We didn't get a chance to answer everybody on the air yesterday, but we did get some emails in, and we're going to try to do those either this hour or next hour. So stand by for that. Professor Rick Plum here with me, certified financial planner, joining me courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. It is very important that you've got the financial knowledge that you need to get yourself through retirement. And the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group are here to help you out with your own retirement strategy. It's a bucket strategy. You need to talk to an advisor off the air. Give them a call, 800-644-1150. There's a reason why we do this every day, and there's a reason why you shouldn't be doing this on your own. Everyone has unique goals and needs, and the advisors at Lucia Capital Group will put a personalized bucket strategy together for you. This is what they're trained to do. Once again, their number off the air, 800-644-1150. Give them a call. As I said, don't do this stuff on your own. It's very, very complicated. Have an advisor standing by with you at all times. All right, on the air, 877-PLANNER. Once again, we got all the lines open, so if you've got questions on anything at all, whether it has to do with today's topic or yesterday's topic or any topic at all, we're here to help you out. 877-752-6637. Professor Plum, target date funds, it seems easy. First of all, let's just talk about what a target date fund is in and of itself.
Well, the idea of a target date fund is a one-stop, do it, you know, all for you, don't have to worry about it. You pick the day that you think that you're going to need to start withdrawing money, and you pick the target date somewhere close to that year, that date. They go by years. They're usually done in blocks of five, so those are 2015, 20, 25, 30, 35 down the line. And so the longer it is between now and the target date, the more aggressive or more stock-oriented the portfolio will be. As we move towards time, towards that target date, the allocation will shift from a more aggressive, volatile stock portfolio into a more balanced portfolio, into a more income-oriented portfolio as we get closer to that particular target date. So in theory, when you get to that target date, that portfolio is in a position to start basically making payments out to you in a retirement fashion. Now, the idea, it sounds very nice. It sounds very easy to understand. It sounds like, hey, I just pick the date, and somebody else does all the work for me. They take care of the allocation, they take care of everything. But do they really work that way? And the answer is, unfortunately, not so well. For one thing, there's no standard as far as what a 2020 fund should look like.
2020, well, meaning that's the year that you picked to retire.
That's the year that you said, I'm going to need some of this money. And so how do they get to the 20? What is the appropriate allocation for a 2020 fund? You know, the 2020 fund from one company may be completely and very different in their allocation percentages between stocks, bonds, and cash, and as somebody else's 2020 fund. Are they looking at the date as the fund to date, the drop dead date, basically, the day you're going to start needing the money or all of the money? Or are they looking at it as a fund through where they're going to start distributing money, but it actually needs to last 20, 30 years past that? So how they go about determining the allocation is very important to the overall, you know, the mix of assets within it.
Right.
And you need to understand how that works so you know what your allocation is. Just because it says 2020, 2050, 2030, whatever the date is you picked, you're still going to want to look and see what that allocation looks like. You want to make sure that it fits with what you're trying to accomplish with that particular source of money. So a lot of people, though, they're used very heavily in 401ks and other savings vehicles like that. And a lot of people like them because they don't have to think about it. At least they believe they don't have to think about it. And so they just put it in there, you know, hey. And reality is, it's better than nothing. It's obviously better than nothing. Doing something is better than nothing. But is it the best thing that you can use? Well, they can be used to your advantage, but they can also potentially hurt you if you're not paying attention.
Well, yeah, and you know something, I looked at this, and I think you've seen this too. Target date funds have been around for quite a while. There were the, just going back to 2008, do you remember what happened in 2008 by any chance?
We had a fairly deep market sell-off.
Yeah, it went down.
It went down.
I had to look at it, but I did find there was a downward trend.
But if I had the appropriate allocation for what I was trying to accomplish, I should have been able to withstand that.
Well, you would think so. So maybe you were retiring, say your target date was 2010.
Oh, by the way, I was being sarcastic there.
I think we're both kind of being sarcastic. Yes, thank you for that. I think, you know, okay, so your target, let's say your target date was 2010. That was your retirement.
You were going to retire in 2010.
So you put a bunch of money in, you know, several years earlier.
You put all of your money in the 2010 because that's the sales pitch.
Right.
Put it all in the target date that you want and then forget about it.
Right. They were looking out for you because they were taking this.
They knew.
They were making your retirement.
And they knew 2010 was the day.
Exactly.
2010 or the year,
The year
say.
Is 2010. What happened to the funds with the 2000 to 2010 in 2008, funds with the 2000 to 2010.
So some of these had 2000, some of them had 2005, and some of them had 2010.
Yes.
So some of these were target dates that had passed by 8 years. And so they're definitely in the potential, what they call payout mode.
Oh, absolutely.
2005 had passed. And so we're looking at 2000 to 2010 target dates. And this is in the latter part of that time horizon, 2008.
Well,
what happened to the average? What was the average help or return?
According to Morningstar, they lost an average of 22%.
That is not helpful. If I've been living off my income from a fund that was the date was 8 years prior, meaning I'm now definitely into past the target date.
I'm retired at this point.
And the portfolio on average goes down by 22%. I have a problem. Either I need to cut my spending in many cases by 22%, I need to go without spending for a period of time, or I run the risk that now I'm spending a lot more percentage-wise from the portfolio than I would otherwise be able to spend, and I'm going to deplete the portfolio probably some point during my lifetime. That's the problem.
And that's a big problem because you look at this and you say, well, wait a minute. Target date funds are supposed to target my date. They're supposed to avoid the very thing that caused problems for them back in 2008.
Right. And so we have to find out how we can use, like any other mutual fund, how is it best used for what I'm trying to accomplish?
Now
and it's not that they're horrible. They just have to be used correctly.
No. Now, first of all, the answer to the question of why they're so popular inside 401ks, you kind of said this yourself. They're easy.
Well, and they're being listed as, just do this and you will be fine. If you don't understand it, you still can use it inappropriately. If you don't understand what it's doing, there is no one shop, you know, one size fits all, perfect for everybody type of fund. Even the target date funds that are supposedly based on your target date of retirement. It's kind of like, what's your number? Everybody's number is going to be different. So and the target date funds of 2020, 2025, they're all different. And you got to figure out which one works for you.
So in theory, what are they doing?
It's an allocation fund.
They're allocating it, but they're changing the allocation as you get closer to your retirement date. I would suspect they're making it somewhat less risky.
Well, they're changing the allocation from a, you know, when it's a 2050 fund.
When you got 35, 40 years, yeah.
It's a more stock intensive, growth oriented investment. As you make your way towards that date, the allocation to stock versus bond will come down on the stock and go up on the fixed income side, even up on the cash side, so that as you get closer to that date, you get a more moderate mix. The idea is to have a less volatile mix. Mm-hmm. And hey, in 2008, an all-stock portfolio went down by more than 22%. So it did accomplish that. But a 2005 target date, a 2000 target date in 2008, that's money I need now. I shouldn't be worried about it going down potentially 20%+. And so how you go about using it. Now, if you could have held out for a couple more years, maybe 4, 5, 6 more years, because in 29 it went down again. So you've got to be able to have the time horizon. You have to look at what's going on, what the allocation is. How does it meet your needs? Mm-hmm. So it's not just a one-stop, set it and forget it, don't worry about it, somebody else is doing all the work for you type of deal.
No, and it shouldn't be. There is no one-stop shop for any kind of retirement strategy because everybody's is different. I've been saying that for years now. Okay, but there, it doesn't mean that there's no use for target date funds. We may have found one. We're going to tell you about it when we come back. Hey, your phone call's welcome and encouraged. 877-PLANNER. Any money question you have, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, You can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
It's Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plohm from Lucia Capital Group. 877-PLANNER, our number. Get on board with your money questions, comments, concerns, whatever it happens to be. 877-752-6637. We've got some lines open for you right now. We talked a little bit about target date funds for the last segment or so. And Professor Plohm, obviously they're designed to, they give you this whole glide path thing, right?
Right. And that is basically you're looking at a graph of the percentage of stocks in the long-term ones, and they start off a very high percentage.
Yeah.
And as the percentage comes down, the graph comes down, and that's considered the glide path of the allocation.
Yeah, so your allocation to stocks is supposedly goes, well, I guess it does go down as you approach retirement. And so by the time you hit retirement, your exposure to stocks is smaller than it was, say, 20 years earlier.
Yes, but what is smaller? 20% stocks, 40% stocks, 50% stocks?
Well, yeah, and that's the question as to why somebody would lose 22% in a fund that, you know, supposedly was supposed to, was helping them retire 8 years earlier.
Well, if you look back at that particular time frame, bonds went down that year too.
They sure did.
High yield bonds went down more than anything else. Of course, they bounced back the next year, but that didn't help you if you had to spend money that year.
No, you actually lost the money there, and you were never able to recover it. So target date funds, as they're set up, we don't particularly care for them because everybody's idea of what an allocation should look like 5 years from now is different.
Right, and it's not that we don't care for them. We just don't care for them to be used as a one-stop shop and not think about what you're actually doing. You know, for somebody who is 25 and just starting off, you know, there's two schools of thought on how you go about investing. You either go about investing in very volatile assets, maybe one single mutual fund that has a lot of volatility and you just keep dollar cost averaging in it, or you can try to spread your risk a little bit by a deeper allocation of funds. But how do you do that if you're putting $100 a paycheck, $200 a paycheck in? You're putting $4 in this fund, $10 in that fund. Using a target date, a very long target date fund in that particular area, can give you some diversification rather than just using one fund. So I'm 20, 25, 30 years old. I've got 30 plus years between now and retirement. And I'm dollar cost averaging into the 2055 fund. I mean, it's a long term, so it's probably 90 plus percent stocks. And so it gives me a very good diversification, but it still gives me some volatility that I can take advantage of with the dollar cost averaging. But as I get closer to retirement, I even use that fund for, you know, quite a while, as long as I've got the time horizon, 15-year time horizon or more to deal with it. But I don't want to see it come down to a 60-40 mix or something of that nature, and I'm still funding my new contributions into it, because that takes away some of the benefit. As that glide path occurs and we become out of the total or very high stock allocations and more into the more fixed income and conservative moderate allocations, mm-hmm. I'm not getting the same amount of volatility overall. And so my dollar cost averaging isn't getting the same bang for the buck it used to get with the high volatility. So as I get closer, you know, 10, 15, 20 years out from retirement, I may change and I may just leave the fund in place, but stop adding to that and go back to, you know, 10 years from now, I go to 2065 fund for the new contributions.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is, even though you might be retiring in 2020, say, 5 years or whatever, 2025, you may want to go toward a 2050 fund to allocate your new money.
So yeah, the new money, I'm going to go to the longest target date they have in the options. You know, usually we're talking about 401ks. The new money, I want that volatility. The new money, even though I may only be 2, 3, 5 years out from retirement, I'm not going to spend all of the money the first year I retire. So this money does have some time to go. I just don't want to have all of my money in the super volatile area. New money going in, I like the long-term ones. Now, that doesn't mean, now, we can use a shorter-term fund, a shorter-term target date, as a midterm account. A 2030 fund is, what, now we've got 14 years, a 2025, we've got, you know, 9 years. Those can be used for the, what we call bucket number two. They are allocation funds. I would prefer using a truer, more traditional balanced portfolio, or a more traditional allocation portfolio, one that doesn't change and get more conservative as time goes on. But hey, if all I have are options or target date, and so some 401ks have gone towards where they're pretty much, with the exception of some stock funds that are by themselves, it's all target dates. And so I can use the target dates within the time horizons that I want to deal with it, just as long as I'm not dollar cost averaging into them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to use a target date, as we found out in 2008, for a 2, 3, 4, 5 year time horizon. 5 would be my minimum. So at this point, if I was going to retire at 2025, I could get away with using some money in 2025. If I'm retiring in 2018, 2019, I don't want to use a 2020, and I found out I really don't necessarily want to use a 2015 in that either, because if we have another downturn, I don't want the money that I'm going to be spending in the first part of my retirement to go down in value. That's just kind of the way I look at retirement. I don't want to ever have to spend something, pull something out of my portfolio when the market is down. Now, that's the thing that's going to hurt you the most, selling when the market's down. So you have to have one of two things, either the ability to not spend the money because you don't need to spend the money, or you have enough money on the side that you can spend it and not spend the money that's while it's down. Now, the problem is we never know when it's going to go down. So we have to have some money on the side. We have to have more of a true bucket number one. The target date funds can work for bucket number two. That's that midterm time horizon, as long as it doesn't get too short. And it can work for bucket number three, the long-term growth and the dollar cost averaging, as long as we stay on the longer side of things.
Yeah, so the trouble as you see it with target date funds is not so much the longer term. It's really more what happens when you're about to retire, and sometime in the next 5, 10 years.
And it's using a shorter-term target date for a long-term investment. You know, using a 2020 or 2025 as my only fund and dollar cost averaging mm-hmm. into it doesn't give me the pure benefits, as much of a benefit as the volatility of a 2055 fund.
Now, you said that you wouldn't use, if you're retiring in 2018, 2019, you wouldn't use a 2020 fund.
Use a 2015 fund.
2015 or 20. But what if you have one in your 401k and you've been putting into it? What do you do with it? Do you just leave it alone? Do you get out of it? Do you stop contributing and go to a longer target?
Well, first off,
date?
If I'm going to retire in the next 5 or 6, 7 years, I would stop contributing to the shorter term target dates. And I would contribute to the longer term target dates.
But you would leave a loan?
I would identify how much money when I retire, when do I need to start pulling money out of the portfolio? If I need to start pulling money out of the portfolio in the next 5 years or less, I need to put the money over off to the side in more probably the stable value and some of those other type funds that don't have the same risk that even the target date funds have. And then I would identify how much money I needed in the midterm areas. That's where the target dates start being useful. And then obviously I could use some money in the longer term areas, because even if I'm 60, 65, I'm not going to spend all the money the first year of retirement. At least I'm probably not going to spend all the money the first year of retirement. If I do, what am I going to do the second year of retirement? And so we have to look at, yeah.
If you do, you don't have a strategy. I would suggest
Know. Maybe I plan on inheriting a bunch of money and, you know.
Okay, well.
I was speaking to somebody the other day, 81 years old, and he's still helping his mom manage her money.
No.
Yes.
He's really?
Yes.
Dude's 81 years old?
And he's helping manage his mom's money.
How old is mom?
103. Doing well.
Really? All right,
healthy.
So this is somebody, now this is somebody who maybe
so it can happen.
Maybe at age 61 said, hey, I got a big inheritance coming up, you know, and here we are 20-something years later and mom's still around. All right. Hey, listen, we got to take a break. We're going to take your calls on the other side. We're going to continue to take your calls. So we will get to, let's see, we'll put Dale up next in Paramount, California. Stand by, Dale, just a couple of minutes. We're going to give you enough time to ask your question. And, of course, we will answer it for you. Others, we got some folks on hold behind that. So stick around. We will answer those questions as well. You can get on board. We have now two lines open. That's it. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. Get on board. Talking today about a whole bunch of different things. We still have some more emails to get to. If you want to email us, you can go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Once again, 877-PLANNER. You want to get on board me now? I have three lines open, 877-PLANNER. Next up, Dale, Paramount, California. Hello, Dale.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
Well, I'm on vacation, and I was just watching your show, so I wanted to ask you, I still got 5 years before I go to retire, and I got like $358,000, I think it is, in my 401k, and when I retire, I want to roll that into that index funds. I forgot the name of the company, the Vanguard, I guess it is.
Okay, and why?
Well, I was just thinking that would be the thing to do once I retire. I cut all ties with the people I work with.
Okay, so you'd roll it to an IRA, and then you get to choose. Now, that particular mutual fund company has a lot of different mutual funds, a lot of indexes, a lot of actively managed funds. So just saying you're going to move it to a mutual fund company doesn't really talk about the potential investment strategy that you're going to employ. Do you know what you're going to do as far as what kind of funds you're going to look for?
I want to be conservative. Right now, I'm moderate.
Okay. Conservative has to do with where the money is invested. Now, you're only, 60-ish, and so some of the money can actually still be invested for long term because you got a couple of years left, right? Maybe 20, 30?
No, I got 5 years left.
No, I meant once you do retire.
Oh, yeah, I got 20, 30 years.
So some of the money can still be on the more volatile, aggressive side of the house because you're not going to use it until you're like 85 or 90. Some of the money you're going to need to spend in the next 5 years, well, starting 5, 6, 7 years, and so you want that money to be fairly safe or conservative. So what you want to do is go through and identify how much money you may need to start pulling out of this pool of money when you retire. So let's move ahead. When you retire, how old will you be?
I'm going to go at 65 and a half.
Okay, and will you have any pensions?
No, just the 401k and the profit from my house.
Okay, so you're going to sell your house and move to a smaller place?
Right.
And how much do you think that you're going to be able to pull out of the house without having to put it back into a new house?
Oh, I'm going to probably clear $300,000, and I'm going to I have another property where I'm moving, and I'm going to sell it. I'm going to buy another property and live on that. I want to spend about $120,000 on my next property.
Okay, so between the two sales, you're going to sell your current house and another property, you're going to create, what, $400,000 and then spend $120,000, $150,000 on a new place?
Right.
So you'll have about $250,000 left over to be able to support your retirement. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Right, $250,000 plus the 401k.
Yeah, yes, plus. I mean, yeah, no, I understand. And plus, you're also contributing to the 401k for the next 5 years. Now, let's take a look at what incomes you're going to have. You're going to have some Social Security, right? Do you know how much that will be?
They say 1,800 to anywhere between 13 to 1,800.
Okay, let's just take 15 because it's right in the middle.
Okay.
How much do you need to spend when you're retired?
Oh, I'm going to need about $2,000 a month.
Over and above what you're getting from Social Security or total?
Total.
Well, then you're able to retire, and you can do it very easily because you're going to have about $500,000, $600,000 in your portfolio. And if you're getting $1,500 from Social Security, that means you only need another $500 a month. You're going to need to develop some spending habits to be able to spend all the money that you're going to be able to have when you retire in 5 years. You're going to have to pick up the pace here and spend a little bit more money in retirement. Is that okay?
So I'm just being too cheap.
Yeah, you're being too cheap. Give yourself a little raise. The reality is, with $600,000, you could probably have close to $2,000 a month just from the portfolio, and then have the, you know, $1,300 to $1,800 from Social Security on top of that. Now, are you married or single?
Oh, I'm single.
Now, that's why you can do it for $2,000. You need to save some more money, or spend some more money. So the idea is, okay, if you need $10,000 a year starting 5 years from now, you're going to want to basically pare off $70,000 and put it into something fairly safe. I'm looking at this going, you're going to need to pick up the you're going to need to spend some more money. You can still be moderately aggressive if you look at the overall portfolio, but the idea would be to right now carve off $70,000-$80,000 and put it into a very safe investment. That way, in 5 years, if you want to retire and you need $10,000 a year from your portfolio, boom, you got it. And it, no matter what the market's done. So if you've got 7 or 8 years there and you got 5 more years, you got a 12, 13-year time horizon for the market to do anything it wants. Now, I would take another step forward and I'd put another block of money, maybe $100,000 or so, into a moderate allocation balanced portfolio. And you can do all this within the 401k to start with, because that's where the money is now. And then take the rest of it and you can actually be in a more diversified growth portfolio. I don't know why you need to grow it. You're not going to spend it all anyway. So, but you can if you wanted to. So I would look at creating three pools of money. I like to call them buckets. Bucket number one, very safe. Bucket number two, moderate allocation. Bucket number three, long-term growth. Now, you're 60 years old now or getting close to it. So at your 401k may allow you to move money out of the 401k and into an IRA now or as soon as you turn 59 and a half. Through something known as an in-service withdrawal, so that if you wanted to move it to different funds than what the 401k offers, you may be able to do it. Now, the in-service withdrawal is available through, you know, the law says it's available, but whether or not your particular mutual 401k allows it is up to them. So we'd have to look and see if that's going to do it. So let's create a strategy for why you're picking the investments you're picking. And then you can decide, do I use XYZ mutual fund company? Do I use active management, passive management? That's an index type of account, or both. And you have the ability to do everything you want to do.
So it's all there, and I'm headed in the right direction.
You are. We just want to make sure that you put them in the right places so that no matter what happens with the market, you're good to go.
Yeah. They say I'm going to get $46,000 a year before taxes.
From where?
From my between 401k and the doggone Social Security.
That's a little on the high side, because that's assuming you're getting about $2,500 a month just from the 401k, $30,000 a year, and the 401k is only worth about $350,000 at the moment. So they're expecting either a lot of contributions or a lot of growth over the next 5 years. I wouldn't count on that much. But you know, with the $250,000 from the house, yeah, I think you'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Now we just have to make sure we have the most efficient use of cash flow, taxes, and everything else, in addition to having the right allocation.
Okay. I looked on your website there, and you have a doggone seminars for what I should be doing when I get ready to retire. Where are they located at?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're in different places around the country. I'm going to hang on a second, Dale, because we can talk to you a little bit more about this off the air.
We're working on putting one not too far from them down in Newport Beach.
Okay, all right. Well,
we don't
sure.
have a date for that yet.
Okay, I think he said he was on vacation somewhere, but whether he's there or lives there or not, I don't know. But hang on a second, Dale, because strategy is important here, so don't go away if you could hang on a second. Now, in his case, this is what's good. See, part of the strategy has to do with setting up enough that you have to live on. Now, he seems to have that part. All right.
Well, I don't know how he's actually allocated.
Well, but that's the thing. I'm saying that as far as the amount of money he has, he can potentially live off of what he's got. Now you've got to talk about things like taxes. You got to make sure that your allocation is correct, because you might have enough now. You want to make sure that the strategy continues to take you out 30 years.
And you don't want to waste the money on expenses that you can control, like taxes. Right. I mean, yes, the reality is if all he needs is $6,000 a year from this portfolio, it'd be really hard for him to screw it up. I mean, it'd be really hard to screw up a portfolio where you're taking 1% a year out of it.
Well, it could be hard to mess it up from an income standpoint, but you can mess it up from a tax standpoint. You can mess it up from a an heirs standpoint.
To be more efficient than other ways. And so if we're looking for efficiency, there are things you can do. But like I said, if his numbers were right, where he needs $2,000 a year and $1,500 a month and $1,500 is coming from Social Security, that means $500 a month comes from the portfolio. That's $6,000 a year, and he's expected to have more than $600,000.
Can you make 1% last?
Yeah.
Fairly easily.
Yeah. I mean, he could put, $200,000 in a safe account and ignore the rest of it.
Exactly.
But let's do it right. Let's do it efficiently.
Yeah, so hold on, Dale. All right, Sam in Gainesville, I want you to stick around because we're going to talk to you. We're going to give you enough time to ask your question. Just be a couple of minutes here. We're going to put you up next. 877-PLANNER. We got some other folks on hold. Whoever's behind Sam. Also, you guys hang on. We're going to talk to everybody right here on the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. 877-PLANNER. Helping you out with your money, your strategy. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Another hour is just ahead. So if you have questions that need to be answered and you're on board and yet we may not get to you before the top of the hour, stick around because there is another hour just ahead. We also have some emails to get to. I want to get to some of these perhaps early next hour that have a lot to do with the topic we had. I think it was yesterday or whenever it was. We were talking about selling a home, selling your home, and some of the tax advantages of doing so. There's a little bit of confusion out there from some people. We will be happy to clear that up for you, and we'll do so with some of these emails regarding capital gains, mostly, on the sale of a home. So that's coming up, along with anything else that you want to talk about. Once again, our phone lines are open, two lines open, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's move along next to Sam in Gainesville, Georgia. Sam, thanks for hanging on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. What's up?
Yeah, I'm bucketized, but I was listening to a show a few months ago, or a month or so ago, regarding RMDs and trying to reduce your IRA to reduce your RMDs and convert them to Roths.
Right.
Okay. I got about $800,000 in IRAs, and I have other money in other accounts, Roths and so forth. I'll be 66. My wife will be 66 end of the year. She started collecting at 62. I'm waiting until 66 to take a restricted application. She's also got a public pension, and between the two, she gets about $40,000 a year, her social and pension. And my plan was to, as I got my social, was to reduce taking money out of my IRAs, but I decided instead of doing that, we're both retired, instead of doing that, maybe use the social that I'm going to be getting as a restricted, and then again at 70, the social I'll be getting, and using that to pay the tax on the conversion. I have no other extra money on the side to pay for the conversion. So I said, well, since I'm not getting it now, the social, rather than getting used to spending it, use it to convert.
Well, I think that using up your 15% income tax bracket can make a lot of sense. However, you're looking at $800,000. That's going to be a required minimum distribution if you started taking it today, about $32,000. That $32,000 plus your wife's pension is pretty much going to give you a nasty little tax bite on your Social Security. So between now and when you turn 70 and a half and you hit the required minimum distribution age, and you're taking less in the form of Social Security, your wife's Social Security is not as big as yours. You're going to be taking half of hers, but she's being hit by the public pension anyway, so she's got the windfall elimination provision. So the Social Security is not the big part of the income.
So you might as well use up your 15% bracket right now. Go all the way up to the top of the bracket and convert as much as you can in each and every year to basically get as much of that $800,000, at least, you know, bring it down a little bit so that your required minimum distribution later on is smaller, and you can keep doing it even then. If it takes the money in the social, you know, money from the Social Security to pay the taxes, or just takes money from the IRA to pay the taxes, we'll deal with that as we go. How much money do you currently have in Roth IRA?
About 140.
And so you could potentially even start taking distributions from the Roth IRA to help, you know, live off of while you're doing the conversions and building it up. I know it's kind of, you know, the idea is instead of using the money from the IRA to live off of, use the money from the Roth to live off of and put as much more money in the Roth as you can every year so that you have more room in the tax bracket. But either way is going to work. Just try to use up the entire 15% bracket, which puts you probably in the $60,000 conversion zone. If you're already getting 40 from, you know, your wife's social and pension, and well, you're going to pick up some of your own social later this year, but it won't be much. So you could probably go up to roughly $100,000, maybe just 102 or so. No, 95, 98,000. Yeah, about 100, and stay in the 15% bracket. But it's just one of those things. I think conversions are going to make a lot of sense for you. Yes.
Okay. That's what I was hoping for. Now, a question about conversions. Am I limited to one conversion per calendar year, or can I do it multiple times?
No, you can convert multiple times. They're just going to be treated as one conversion when you do your taxes. If I do, you know, now what you're probably looking at is the 60-day rollover rule. That is a one-time shot, but that doesn't count conversions. That's just taking money out and putting it back into a traditional IRA, taking money out and putting it back into an IRA. Conversions are a different animal, especially since the best way to do it is a straight transfer of assets from the traditional IRA to the Roth IRA. Transfers don't count on the once per year time horizon. But yeah, I could do one in January. You can do another one in February. I could do another one in June and August. And then what they're going to do is just going to look at, okay, I did 10 there, 10 there, 7 there, add it all up. What did I do during the calendar year as far as conversions? That goes on my tax return.
Now, is it based upon how much each of those transfers are worth on the day of the transfer?
Yes, the day of the transfer.
Okay, and will the brokerage house tell me with a form somehow what that is, or do I keep track of it?
Well, I would keep track of it anyway, but yes, brokerage company is going to, the IRA custodian is going to send a 1099 to the federal government, the IRS, and to you, telling you what the total distribution for the year was.
Okay, great. And now, because I'm over 60 and I've already had an IRA, a Roth IRA for more than 10 years, there's no waiting period after the conversion to withdraw the converted amount or any gains, is there?
No, you don't have to keep track of it. Now, the only reason you would keep track of it is if you're using a separate IRA custodian for these conversions, and this new IRA custodian doesn't have any idea that you had an IRA, a Roth IRA, for 5 years. It just makes it a little bit easier so you can do it. But no, any distribution from any Roth IRA in your name is technically a qualified distribution because you have had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years and you are at least 59 and a half years old. That means any distribution from any Roth IRA that you have in your name is tax free.
Okay, great. And my plan is to open up a new Roth like for the first 2 years and fund it. That way, I think I heard you say it, if I want to undo it.
Right, and that's why I brought that up. If you're going to take any money out of an IRA, yeah, you got to be careful. If you're taking it out from the existing IRA, they're going to issue the 1099, or they're just going to say it's a qualified distribution. But if you were to take money out of this new IRA, and the reason to open a new one is because it's a lot easier to undo it if you ever want to undo it. But this new IRA is not going to know that you've had a Roth IRA for 5 years. All they know is the one you've got right now that you opened up, you know, a year and a half ago. That's not 5 years. And so if you were to take money out of this new one, they're going to say, Mr. IRS, see what's up with him because he took money out within 5 years, at least as far as we know.
And you just have to explain it. It's
you just
not
have
a
to fill
just
the little, form out the right
yeah,
way.
Yeah, a little form, right.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Sam.
On the right track.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And that's, again, the beauty of the Roth right there.
And when he's doing his conversions, now the question is, what should he be converting? And my opinion is he converts long-term growth assets.
And the reason is because we've talked about this many times.
Well, we're going to leave it alone for quite a while. It's going to be long-term. Plus, long-term growth tends to have bad days from time to time.
Though? Every so often.
Now, the problem with doing long-term growth is if you were to convert it before it has its bad day and then it goes down, and then you may miss out on it.
Okay, got to take a break. Larry in Oakland, you're next. Don't go away. We're going to get to you right when we come back. There's another hour just ahead. If you need the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, you can talk to them at 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Another hour is just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.